This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 790. Two vocabulary activities to flex your IELTS brain.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English with your hosts, former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer. With hundreds of band 7, 8, and 9 success stories, our strategies are the smartest in the IELTS world. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
In today's show, you'll learn two very fun and effective activities to improve your knowledge of parallel expressions before your next IELTS test. Hello, Aubrey. Welcome back to IELTS Energy. How are you doing?
Great, Jessica. How are you doing?
I am doing fantastic. So we're recording this on a Monday, guys. You know, we record in advance because we work hard for all of you. And as we're recording this, I'm not ready for Monday because this weekend was so amazing and very busy. We did so much cool stuff. We went to like a professional soccer game with James and all of his like teammates from his soccer team. Like all the parents, all the kids were there. Yesterday, I like went to a movie with a friend. I saw my sister. We like just so much amazing stuff. And then I woke up this morning and I'm like, oh gosh, today is the working week is starting. I'm not ready for that.
Right. Sounds like that was a jam-packed weekend of really fun things. I had a crazy weekend as well. We were on vacation. We went to Zion National Park.
Oh, beautiful.
And it was beautiful. And I took my whole family. I have 4 kids. They're 13, 11, and 2 5-year-old twins. And we did a ton of hiking, several really fun hikes for 4 days. And by the end of it, my kids were just over it. They were so done hiking. But we saw a lot of beautiful, beautiful slot canyons and really fun hikes.
Oh, that's amazing. Guys, get out in the world. This is what gives you stuff to talk about on the IELTS exam when you get out in the world, right? So if you're asked questions about hiking, being in nature, doing stuff outside, which you totally can be in speaking part 1 or part 2, you can talk about your experience and you could use this phrase that Aubrey said, to be over it, over something. You could be like, yeah, last weekend, my friend and I went for a hike. But honestly, after like 10 miles, I was over it. I was ready to go back to the car and go get some hot chocolate.
I hear it used a lot that people will say, whatever we were doing, and then I was over it. It just means you're done. You're just not interested in participating anymore.
Exactly. Just all motivation or desire, it has left. It is absent. It escaped. And you do not want to do that anymore. So, guys, yes. That's an awesome phrase for the speaking test. Okay, so we are talking more about vocabulary today, guys. We are going to give you guys some activities to improve your vocab. Not so much for speaking and writing. Like, this will definitely help for speaking and writing as well. But what we're focusing on today is vocabulary to prepare you for the reading and listening exams, being able to match parallel expressions. This comes up a lot. Students are like, I missed that answer because I didn't know that synonym. I didn't know that word in the passage. Aubrey, have you noticed?
Yes, I had my own experience just recently. I was reading one of the practice exams. It was actually one of the listening ones. And I was looking for the word fair. Mm-hmm. And they had equitable was the parallel expression. And I just hadn't looked at it. I wasn't looking for it. And it threw me off. And I sort of got lost in the listening and then wasn't ready for the next one. And it's so easy to get thrown off.
For sure, guys. So if you don't know that one vocabulary word and you get thrown off for one question, you know what? You have to come back to the strategies. Come back to the listening strategies, the reading strategies. Don't let that one miss take you out of the whole exam. Because I think that's what happens a lot when students aren't fully prepared for the test, right?
Yes.
And a word comes along that they don't know, then they just fall into a panic and they spiral and then they miss all the next answers, especially on listening. So guys, this is how important it is to be fully prepared. And also, like, keeping an open mind to parallel expressions, right? So, like, that's a good example, because equitable, that's a tough word, and students might not know that, but that prefix, right, the equi is like fair, right? So maybe
yes,
if
equal.
We... Yes, exactly. So if we had a more open mind and remembered the prefix and suffixes that we've learned, that could help us, like, guess the right answer.
Definitely. And then if you... Keep in your mind what's coming next, what you know the upcoming word or two. So then if you're scanning and you see one of those, you know, oh, I missed one. It's gone too far in the listening and I need to now be looking for this one.
Exactly. There's a lot to keep in your mind, guys. And the three key strategies tell you exactly how to do that, because it can be very stressful if you don't have these strategies to fall back on. Okay, so... the reason why we were talking about this, we wanted to teach you guys some strategies for parallel expressions, was a student in our Facebook group, in the Three Keys IELTS Facebook group, he took his exam recently and he came back to the group and shared his very honest experience. It was really a great lesson for everybody reading it. Hello, wonderful future IELTS test takers. If you're wondering how long you should prepare for the IELTS test, you need to know what score you would get if you took it today. So to find that out and get amazing free resources just for where you're at right now, at your level, go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. Take a really short quiz, get your IELTS level and resources. That's allearsenglish.com/myscore. All right. So Aubrey, can you read the student's question, his reflection on the lack of vocabulary he had?
Yes, he said, in the reading part, I faced a problem that I couldn't find parallel expressions and keywords. The articles were not that difficult, but I just couldn't find the key phrases. And as a result, I spent too much time finding answers.
Okay, yes, that is a very common experience, guys. So how do we prepare for this? Well, first of all, if you're looking for an answer for more than a minute, just skip it. Go to the next question, right? If you're just staring at a word and you can't find it, staring at a word will not help you understand it. You know what I mean? Like, at a certain point, you just have to admit to yourself, like, I don't know that word. I don't know what it means. I will come back later. So instead of, like, wasting time, just remember, guys, you can come back later, right? So more than a minute, skip it, go to the next question. So let's talk about preparing for this in a better way, though. How can we prepare to understand all of these parallel expressions? Aubrey, what is an activity the students can do?
So one thing you could do is add synonyms to your vocabulary journal to help you recognize parallels, right? So plug your vocabulary word into any synonym website online and write down the first few or any that you've heard or seen before that you know are pretty common, that when you're reading along, if you see those, you know, okay, this is a parallel expression. This is a synonym and you'll recognize it.
Totally. Okay. So a couple things, guys. You should be keeping a vocabulary notebook for sure. In the course, we tell you exactly how to do that. And just go to a thesaurus site. So even if you just go to dictionary.com, they have a thesaurus on there too. Like, just switch over to the thesaurus site. Put in the word, look at the synonyms. Now, if you don't have access to a native speaker, that can be tricky because there are connotations to these words. For example, someone in the Facebook group today asked about, like, what's the difference between a student and a scholar, right? Good question. Because if you go to a thesaurus, they might be given as synonyms. And you know what? Like, they're not exactly synonyms. So if you're not sure, guys, I hope you have access to a native speaker to ask about these small, important connotations and meanings. And if you're a Three Keys student, you can ask our team of native experts at any time in the Facebook group. So yes, I love it. So as you're working through your vocabulary notebook, whenever you add a word, go to the thesaurus site and choose two. And I like this extra advice of saying, like, choose words you feel like you've seen before. Choose words you feel like might be more common, because those are the ones that you would more likely see on the exam. Because IELTS is not going to require you to have, like, super amazing vocabulary. There might be a lot of words you don't know in that reading passage, but you know what, guys? The answers will not be hidden in those words, all right? The words you need to match are usually words that an intermediate level student will already have in their vocab. So don't get distracted by the crazy technical or complicated words.
Yes, and there will be some of those on a thesaurus. There'll be some words that people do not usually use that you're not going to see on an exam. You're right. So don't write those down.
Yeah, totally, guys. So this is an awesome strategy, preparation strategy, but there are some asterisks, some caveats, like right. Things to be careful of. I hope you guys are taking notes today. Okay, guys, we have another activity for you to help your parallel expression expertise. Aubrey, what else can students do?
So think about, as you're reading in English, think about synonyms and parallels. And reword sentences or headlines. So, for example, if you see the headline, "Girl dies after being flung from a ride at a New Jersey festival," which I saw in the newspaper yesterday. I know, it's awful. You reword it in your head as, "Young woman perishes when she is thrown from an attraction at a fair on the East Coast." So I've done a parallel expression for every noun and every verb. So you start thinking of and recognizing the different ways that things can be said. And then if you run into words you don't know, any synonyms for, look them up, plug them into that thesaurus.
Perfect. Oh, this is so fun. This is so fun. This is a great brain exercise. Like, guys, yes. If I feel like, you know, this would help us start to think in English, because that's another thing that we get asked a lot, right? How can I stop translating? I think of the answer in Japanese and then I translate it to English. Like, I know that's not good. So how can I start thinking in English? And I think this activity, yes, it will strengthen your parallel expression, knowledge, and recognition, but it's also going to help your brain be more flexible and help you to start thinking in English a little bit more. And besides that, like, it's just fun. Like, listen to these. It's a challenge. It's a cool activity. Guys, I would love, if you're a Three Keys student, please do this activity. Come back to our Facebook group and share your parallel titles with us. I would love to see this vocab. It's so creative. Very good exercise. And if you're not a Three Keys student, you can be. Go to allearsenglish.com/basic for the entire course. And if you want classes with one of our IELTS experts, go to allearsenglish.com/coach. All right. Oh my gosh, this is so fun. I really hope I get to read some of your guys's answers to the second activity.
I have a feeling I'm going to be doing this now. Every time I read a news article, I'm just going to be rewording the whole thing in my mind.
Totally.
Just
oh my
for
God,
fun.
So fun. I'm going to do this with James, like, just like for long car rides, right? Like, this will just be a fun thing to do together. Okay.
Just reword this book. Go.
Oh my gosh, that would be so funny. Just be like, read this whole chapter and then paraphrase. That's going to take a few hours. That's a good road trip activity.
Yeah, speaking for someone who just took a 6-hour car trip, that you need some good road trip activities for sure.
Oh
for
my
little
gosh,
ones.
Right? Oh my gosh, yes. Yeah. You need to be very prepared with activities. That's one of the things I love about James growing older is, like, there's just less planning involved. Like, you don't have to have all of these step-by-step activities planned, you know? Like, you could just
so
talk
nice.
For a while.
Yes. Okay. I'll be there soon. I'm excited.
All right, awesome. Aubrey, thank you so much for sharing these activities with us today.
Yeah, it was fun. Thank you.
All right, enjoy the rest of your week.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.